1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 43 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Pete Euler is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVOE News Time is 8:27. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Abby Hogan and Anna Blanton. Also, Casey Hastings from Newman Regional Health as we talk about the Stepping On program. Registration, we understand, is underway for really an important program for those of us who are reaching a certain age, you could say. And ladies, really appreciate your time with us. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Stepping On program, and let's start here, Anna, with really, I guess, basic information as to where this is going to be taking place and when it's going to take place.
So Stepping On class starts next Thursday, September 5th, and it's going to be held at the Emporia Senior Center here in Emporia at 603 East 12th. We meet at 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. And it is a 6-week program, so that will be every Thursday for 6 weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Abby, what is part of this program? Or maybe walk us in general terms, kind of some of the different points that you want to hit every week as this goes forward.
Yeah, so we cover a lot in those 6 weeks. One of our main things is we want to make sure that people are learning strength and balance exercises, because that's a big step in preventing falls as we get older. And also we talk about how hearing, vision, and medications affect your risk of falling. We also teach you how to identify different fall hazards in your home and outside. And then if you do happen to have a fall, how you're going to get back up on your feet if you're by yourself. So lots of things we cover in those 6 weeks.
And this is something, Anna, that people may not realize, but there, it seems like there is a huge percentage of just the basic medical calls that come in. And before things went encrypted here about 6-7 weeks ago, we were getting falls left, right, and center on the scanner. This is really a commonplace occurrence.
It very much so, especially people getting up early in the morning, later on in the day, getting ready for bed and that. A lot of those things happen. You're not quite awake. We see it a lot in the emergency room. Abby can attest to that. But we're trying to get people to be stronger in their homes and notice what is out there that makes them can be a hazard to make them fall, that will lead them to not being able to be in their home anymore. Because once you have a pattern of falling, it leads to you have maybe go to nursing home, other kind of things. So we really try to get that strength and balance exercises out to them and get them so that they can stay in their homes longer. That's what our goal is, to make them be safe at home so that we're not seeing them as much at the hospital, too.
Keep that independence.
That's right. We'd rather see you at Walmart than see you at the hospital.
True. Good point. Abby, what do you see in the emergency room when it comes to, falls and really, I guess, maybe the personal impact those falls can have?
Yeah, so kind of on a state and national level, falls are the leading cause of injury in older adults, and that's exactly what we're seeing in our emergency department. And anyone ages over 65, injuries leading to falls, those are the leading cause of injury that we see here. So we love that Stepping On is research-based, and it can be proven to reduce falls by 31%. So I think that's really important.
And we have a lot of people that we love hearing word of mouth, that people have been in our class and you see them out and they want to come to your class again, or they're saying, I still do my exercises, and because in the hospital we're seeing people that come in with like a broken hip or whatever that fall. And we want to help them prevent that. We want them to be stronger. So we love hearing all of our past people's stories and trying to help them figure out, hey, how can we make you safer?
It's been ongoing for several years, hasn't it?
5 years.
5 years now?
This is
okay.
5 years.
How do you gauge success with it? Is it because of maybe some of the word of mouth, kind of those kind of loop back conversations that you have from people that have gone through?
We have word of mouth, but we've also had – we outgrew the hospital room
had
that
to
we
expand.
Were using. And we were lucky that the senior center kind of opened their doors to us and brought us in. And they are really – it's I can feel like it's kind of helped them amp up their stuff that they've been doing for themselves. But they've been very welcoming to us and brought us in so we could bring people in there and helped us get the word out about it. But it's been a lot of word of mouth. Like people say, oh, I talked to my neighbor and they said how great it was and I want to sign up. Or we have one lady that just loves to come because she loves us. So.
We love those repeat ones.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that. What does it mean for you guys to have that partnership with the Senior Center with something like this? Because it would seem like a natural connection, a natural demographic specifically, but what does it mean for you to be able to use the Senior Center and have the Senior Center willing to open up the doors and say, hey, come on in. This is a really a vital program.
It was huge because we were outgrowing the room. Like by the time you're trying to set people up and get the exercises going and everything, we were running out of room. But for them to say, hey, come on down and give us all this room to work with. And Chris down there has been great about, you know, setting up the tables for us, showing us what we need to do, and really good about getting the word out to the people that are coming to the Senior Center. And I grew up in a small town, and we Senior Center was a big thing. And so to see it active again, I really love that we're a part of that, that we are – hey, we're kind of helping you guys get your back on your feet.
Yeah.
You know? So
absolutely.
It's a big thing for us to be welcome there.
Yep. Anna Blanton, Abby Hogan joining us as we talk about the Stepping On program through Newman Regional Health. And we'll talk a little bit about how you can register. I have to ask, Abby, I guess how many people you may be planning for with this specific round that starts next week, goes through October 10th. And what are some of the equipment that you use when it comes to the different demonstrations that you're going to have these folks going through?
Yeah, so we typically cap the class off at 20 just so it can be more personal. So Anna and I can kind of, when we're doing our exercises, it's kind of like a 1 to 10 ratio so we can make sure you're doing everything correctly. And then also with the exercises, you get a free pair of ankle weights when you come to the class, cool, if you want them.
Yeah.
So that's great. We have armbands. We've incorporated some arm exercises. And then we have snacks. That's probably the best part. Everybody loves
always
snacks.
Yep.
And then we just have a lot of good information about the community, the resources that we have in our community, and different handouts. We hand out medication cards that they can keep in their wallet. So if they did come to the emergency department, they can say, hey, my medication and allergy card's in my wallet. Just different resources and handouts that they can have filled out for at home. In case of an emergency.
Gotcha.
We've got to add a lot of, we have a guideline that we have to follow, but we have also added a lot of what is in our community that is good for people of that age, as far as if they would have to have home health. We have home health talk to them. We have our dietitian come and you get samples. And I mean, we've added a lot to the program. This year we have actually an officer coming to talk to them about scam awareness, because that's such a big thing in the elderly right now. So we've added a lot more just to kind of, you want to get as much as you, information out there as you can for the community. So
yeah, I was going to ask, how important is that to see that expansion, you know, when it comes to services, when it comes to different information about stuff that may not be related here, but helping seniors in a broader sense beyond that, kind of get your both of your perspectives on why that, something like that, and seeing the program add more partners like this is so important for you guys going forward.
We love it. We've learned a lot of stuff that's in the community that we didn't even know about that we're able to share on with the participants. And we went from, you know, having eight people maybe at class to now we're like, oh, we're going to have to bump you to the next season.
Really?
And okay. We love it. We love that we're getting that word out there and that we have people that enjoy coming and want to know more. So we try to get as much information out as we can. Whatever we find locally, we're adding it in.
There you go. Abby, from your perspective, why is it so important to see that?
I always personally learn something myself about our community that we can pass on. We have people that come in and talk about these Tai Chi classes that they're going to, that they can get their nails cut at the rec center, I believe. And
I think it's now at the senior
now
center.
At this, yeah.
Okay.
They, you know, they have all these resources that they know about, and then they tell their friends, and everybody's just helping each other out because we all learn something. And I think that's great because I think our community is growing, and it's great that we get to learn these things.
Okay, the other question I had before we start talking about how you can register and how many spaces you have left for the upcoming set of classes is your perspective on the role that you two play in providing peace of mind for an age set, which, you know, I haven't gone through a fall. My wife has. She's actually younger than I am. But, you know, when somebody falls and they're by themselves and they're having a hard time getting up, you know, kind of the thought process that's going through their minds. So the question that I have is really your thoughts on providing that peace of mind so those that are here in our community can get through something that could be really kind of traumatic.
Sure, a fall can be devastating for anyone, and I think one of the common myths that we hear is that falling is just something that happens as we get older, which is not true. So I think our role in really letting these community members know that as long as you are taking the right steps to prevent a fall, like your balance and strength exercises, monitoring your medications, getting your vision checked, all those things. So that's why it's so important for us to stress these things, that falling is not a normal part, and hopefully that we don't see them fall, because those falls can be devastating, life-threatening, really can be the end.
Yeah, that's true.
And we do a lot of education on kind of the buddy check system, you know, like check on your neighbor, whether you're watching for their blinds to open or you call each other in the evening. And some people think about that, but there's a lot of them that don't. And you just want to put that stuff into place just so that you know that something would happen, that they're not laying on the ground for 10 hours before somebody comes and finds them. So it kind of gives us the I love hearing when they come in and they're excited about, you know, hey, I could do this last week, or hey, I figured out this rug wasn't good in my house. And it's nice to always run into them out in the public and you're like, two classes ago, oh, I'm still doing those exercises. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been to the ER. Great. You know, that's what we love to hear. We love seeing the success of it.
Okay. How many slots are left and how can people register?
So we have about 5 slots left. Okay. For this class.
Those are going to go pretty quick.
They
I think.
Will. But we are totally taking registration for next spring. We will have a spring session. We haven't started the dates on that yet. We do a spring and a fall session each year, but we will be taking registration for that spring session so that we can call you when we set it up and let you know, hey, we're getting ready to go with it. You still want to take it. But they can call the hospital and call either Abby or I directly, and we can get them signed up, or they can go on the website and sign up there.
Okay, and I believe that's NewmanRH.org/stepping on.
Yes.
Does that sound good? Okay,
correct.
Good deal.
Yep.
Ladies, anything else you wanted to add about stepping on or kind of your role in helping really all of us avoid what could be a really traumatic experience?
I think we're both just really glad that Newman's puts on this program that they started 5 years ago and that we've gotten to be a huge part of it and keep it going, and that – again, it is a free class. That's one of the main questions. But it is a free class that Newman puts on, and we get a lot of information to you in those 6 weeks.
Outstanding. Abby, anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just say come see what we're about and see if it's for you. I would say that we do have a few criteria real quick that we want to make sure before you come that you're fit to do the exercises. So just make sure that you're able to kind of get out independently. You can use a walker or cane when you're outside your house. But if you're using a walker or cane or a wheelchair in your house, the exercises that we do may be a little too much for you. So just kind of know your limitations, but come see what we're about. We're happy to have you come and just listen in even.
And you do have to, you can't live like in assisted living or a nursing home. You need to live in your own home or apartment or that kind of thing. And it's for 65 years and older.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, ladies, thanks for joining us here today. And the way it sounds, you're going to have another full class set up starting next week. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Again, if you want to be part of the Stepping On program through Newman Regional Health, the number to call is 620-343-6800. Extension on that is 23377. If it's easier for you to go online, it's newmanrh.org/stepping on. We're thankful for Anna Blanton, Abby Hogan, and Casey Hastings joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment. It's 842 on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 43 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It's 8:42. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Concerns about mosquito-borne illnesses are amplified this week after a man from New Hampshire died from eastern equine encephalitis. It's a rare but potentially deadly disease.
Most people have not had any symptoms or may not even know that they're infected, but severe cases can present with fever, headache, extreme